that is required, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is required, and side by side, and together with that is the pleasure of the parent, both the mother and the father. And my beloved brothers, one of the persons that are deprived of the happiness, and those persons that are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who? That person who is disobedient to their parents. So many souls are granted emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Many souls are granted emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, but unfortunately they are specific certain individuals who are deprived of this great reward given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those individuals is whom? That person who is disobedient to their parents. That person who is disobedient to their parents. And therefore, one of the greatest treasures Allah has given us after Iman is what? The gift of parents. So the topic we're discussing is that what price does a sinner pay for what? For the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, what is it? Is that he is distanced from the ni'mat and the boon and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called happiness. Who used to live his night in sin. He used to live his night in vice, in transgression, woman, wine, all of those things. So he had this slave girl with him. And she was very, very worried about her master. She was very concerned, what is going to happen to my master if he has to leave this world, he has to die. Imagine a man dies in the act of zina. Imagine a person dies at the casino table while he's playing the slots, or he's sitting on the table playing all the different gambling things that they are. Imagine a person dies whilst engaging in haram, in riba, etc. What will be his end? So this was the very same thought that passed her mind. So one night after Isha, she comes to him and she takes a burning piece of coal and she puts on his lap. Now naturally, it burnt him. He jumped up screaming and shouting at her, what is the matter with you? What should you do? So she told him, Jamratum min narid dunya. This is just one small piece of amber, small piece of coal from this world. Kayfa tasna' bi naril akhirah? What will you do when the flames of akhirah, the flames of Jahannam, إِنَّهَا تَرْنِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ, wherein Quran Majid depicts it in such a vivid manner that the flames of Jahannam will be hurled towards the Jahannamiyun. Allah save us. What will you do on that day when you cannot manage the small amber of this world, a small piece of coal of this world in Jahannam, in Akhirah? What will happen? Flames of Jahannam will be hurled towards you. What will you do then? You can't go through this little pain here. What? This struck a chord in him. This awakened, so Iman, the splint, the flint light of Iman that was burning, this now became brighter in his heart. And he understood and he realized, listen, I need to make a change in my life. I need to rectify my deeds. I need to mend my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, he now, see, many of us, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue allowing us to sit in the majalis and in the programs of our seniors and our elders, of the ulama-i kiram, where we benefit from their company, and the pearls of wisdom which, mashallah, is given through to us from the members and from their majlis, from their program, inshallah. Like alhamdulillah, this evening, there'll be a very important program, inshallah, after the Maghrib, Isha Salah. Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Mufti Tahir Sahib will be here, inshallah, and he will be addressing us. So everybody is requested, inshallah, to participate in the program. Alhamdulillah, 15th night of Shaban is coming Tuesday. We're all requested to come to the masjid. By sitting in these gatherings of deen, then inshallah al-Aziz, this Iman, Allah has given us an amazing thing. When this awakens, and this, we wake up from our slumber that we are unfortunately in, then inshallah change, positive change can come about in our own lives also. So just like that, this person also, he made this change in his life. And what was the first thing? The first thing we need to understand and realize that what I am doing is wrong. Whatever our wrongs are, and nobody can judge us better than you and I can judge ourselves. Because we know what is done in secrecy. We know what is done in the open. We know what is done in front of people. We know what is done behind people. Something that in your children, you can never ever hide it from yourself. So who's going to judge us? we are going to judge ourselves. And we're going to make this, you know, this firm determination and this azam. This Mubarak months Allah gave us, Rajab and Shaban, is to wake you up from that slumber, is to, you know, jolt you awaken. Because what has happened? The winds of Rajab have blown. And what has it done? It has gathered the clouds of Shaban, which are full of rain. And through the coming of the month of Ramadan, the rains of mercy, the rains of maghfirah, and the rains of the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam will come down. But how sad for that individual who hasn't even prepared the land yet. He hasn't even sowed the seeds yet. What is going to grow in his land? What is going to grow in his farm? How is he going to be able to maximize on the benefit of Ramadan? So alhamdulillah, my brothers, we have a few days left before inshallah this Mubarak month of Ramadan dawns upon us. So let us inshallah slowly but surely try and inculcate amal. Minimum, like I told you, it is absolutely paramount importance that we make, you know, conscious dua for our children. And together with making dua for our children, we have to make dua for ourselves. We have to ask from Allah, we have to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing we have to beg for, Allah grant me that realization of what I am doing, the rights and the wrongs. And guide me, Ya Allah, take me away from the wrongs and take me towards your obedience. Towards that life that, Ya Allah, you are pleased with. So that at any time when Malakul Maut will come, we will be ready and waiting and happy to go. Otherwise, my beloved friends, when it is too late, then now there's no return, there's no coming back, there's no redoing, there's no remarking, there's no new examination. The examination of life is this every day and every night that we are living and that we are going through in our life. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullah alayh, he's a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in speaking to Fudayl ibn Ayaz, Fudayl ibn Ayaz told him that inni la'asillah, whenever I disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ra'ituhu fi khuluqi imrati wa khadimati, I saw the repercussions of it, I saw the effects of it in the character of my wife and in my staff and in my slaves. Immediately when I was disobedient to Allah, then those that were in my close proximity, those who I had to interact with on a daily basis, one is my wife, the other is my servants, and the other is my conveyance. All these things started troubling in my life. Why? Because I myself was troubling Allah. Allah made all these things here trouble me. So, Sufyan ibn Uyayna asked him, that when you gave up a life, he asked Fuzail ibn Ayaz, when you gave up a life of vice, of transgression, of sin, what difference you found? Did you find any difference? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that when anybody gives up something for the pleasure of Allah, Allah replaces it with something much better. He said, definitely indeed. He said, what I noticed, that despite my affluence, everything that I had, and, you know, but the problem was I was engaged in sin. So despite possessing everything and doing the worst of things, I was never happy. I was never happy in my life. One problem after the other, depression, stress, you know. So I was just surrounded by these things. But the moment I gave up sin, vice, transgression, disobedience of Allah, ana radin bima ana fi, Allah Pak replaced it with what? Happiness, pleasure, joy. So that is what we want in our own lives. Kama taraka Yusufu imrat al-aziz wakhtara sijn ala al-fahisha. Just as Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, he gave up what? He gave preference to a life in jail and in prison over the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire surah Yusuf, mashallah, everybody knows about it. The life of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave preference to being jailed over zina. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him? فَعَوَّدَهُ اللَّهُ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replaced the prison with what? With the throne of Egypt. Allah took him out from the depths of the prison and placed him on the pedestal of the throne of Egypt. And those who were responsible for him being in prison, وَأَذَلَّ لَهُ الْعَزِيزُ وَمْرَأَتَهُ Allah Ta'ala brought them kneeling before Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Initially there will be tests, there will be challenges, there many things. Because Shaitan does not, he never wants to see us gaining closeness with Allah. He doesn't want to see us making this, building this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want to see Quran being recited in our home. He doesn't want to see the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flowing on our tongues and from our hearts. He doesn't want to see us and our children in sunnat libas and deen flowing from every corner and every room of the home. He doesn't want to see this. Because this angers him. This depresses him. So rather, he feels that rather you and I be depressed than him. And what he does, he takes us and lures us and entices us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, the day is to come, my beloved friends. And may Allah make that day easy for us, when each and every single one of us will have to experience the pains of death and the agony of maut. Abdullah, the son of Amr bin As, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when his own father was experiencing the pangs of death. Now there was, like I told you in the beginning, you know, there was a unique relationship between father and son, that they could discuss matters of deen. Today a child asks something about deen, we probably, you know, we're going to ask the Mawlana, because I don't know what the answer for that is. So Amr ibn As, radiyallahu anhu, he's Fatihan in Misr, he's the conqueror of Egypt, he is on his deathbed, sometime in conscious, sometime unconscious. So his son asks him, oh my father, if it's not too much, may I ask you, tell me, what are you experiencing at this time? Some of us seated here may have witnessed somebody in the throes of death. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقُ. And what is it? Sometimes you'll hear the breathing of the person becoming much more heavier, much more rowdy. You see the temples swoop, and you see the description given in the Quran Majid is when the shin of the one leg is drawn into, because of the pain, drawn into the shin of the other leg. When you see these things, then the soul is now being extracted and is being removed from the feet upwards until it is completely removed via the mouth. Hazrat Abdullah, the son of Amr bin As, radiallahu anhu, is asking his father, describe it to me, sifli al-maut, describe to me what you are experiencing, O my father. And what he says, gives this type of description. If this is a sahabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah make it easy for each and every one of us. It's not a simple matter, brothers. Really, it is something we have. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, ponder about your death 25 times a day. The only time we think about it is probably when there's a janazah. We go to somebody's home, maybe family or friend, or we see the notice on the masjid board. That's probably the only time some scenario of death comes in front of us. But in reality, when you go there, one is replacing the deceased in the qabr. The other is picture when you will be placed in the qabr. Are we ready for that? Al-qabru sunduqul amal. The qabr is a box. It contains what? It contains all our deeds and actions. That's what it contains. So whatever you did, whether you got away with it in this world, bad, and if you did good, every single thing you will see, because it will be still waiting for you. So for example, a person was attached to Quran in the grave. Quran. A man was regular with his salah. What will be the light in his qabr? Is a pit of darkness. But what will be the means of light in the qabr? There is no electricity that can be connected to any man's grave. Rather, it is the noor of our amal. Just as sin has its repercussions, likewise, my beloved brothers, good has its benefit. And that benefit we will see in dunya, we'll see in qabr, inshallah we'll see it in akhirah also. So the light of our grave is when you and I become punctual with our salah. And wallah, there's no easier time to do it than now in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is not only about fasting from morning till night, till evening. Yes, it is a very important integral part of Ramadan. It's what Ramadan is all about. But at the same time, it's there to give us the boost that we need in our life. To bring us, inshallah, so that Quran can come alive in our homes. So that Quran can flow from our tongues. So that Salah can come alive in our lives, inshallah. So the intention starts now. Not on the night that the Hilal for Ramadan is sighted. No, the intention to... So every action starts with an intention. And we need to start making those intentions now, inshallah. So what we were saying, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu is explaining to his son that the description of death, كَأَنَّ جِبَالَ الدُّنْيَا فَوْقَ صَدْرِي وَكَأَنِّي أَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ فِقْرِ الْحِبَّ. So he's telling him, it's as though the mountains of the world have been placed on my chest. And it's as if I am trying to breathe through the eye of a needle. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what a weight and how heavy this must be? That is why when you hear the sound of a dying person, it's like a kettle that's boiling. The sound that's coming out. And the ruh is eventually being taken and removed. That is why you hear it, that sound. So may beloved brothers. This is about to come upon us. Let us use it to the maximum of our benefit. If perchance, you see, one of the persons that is deprived of the forgiveness of Allah, their forgiveness is suspended. Shahna, that person who has malice in his heart. That person who has malice in his heart for others. Those two Muslims that have a quarrel amongst themselves. They're not speaking to one another. Brothers, for the pleasure of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah, let us sort out our differences in this world. Whatever it may be, however big or small, whoever may be right or wrong, if you will be the one who will humble yourself for the pleasure of Allah, wallah, it must never be that our pride gets in the way. Do you know what was the reason for the destruction of Shaitan? What was the reason for his destruction? The reason for the destruction of Shaitan, that he became a curse, was because of his arrogance and pride. Pride puts us in all these problems. Our anger takes us into problems, and our pride keeps us there. So Shaitan, the reason that he was expelled and kicked out of Jannah was because of his pride. It should never be that we ourselves are deprived of Jannah because of our pride. So whatever, quarrel, misunderstanding, arguments, problems that we've had with others, let it be such that we become the better ones. And we, inshallah al-Aziz, go to those individuals and ask them for forgiveness, for maafi, for the pleasure of Allah. What's the primary objective in front of us? Allah must be happy. And when Allah is happy, everything else is secondary. Because our primary goal, focus and objective is whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, there's many things to be said. Inshallah, tonight's program, Hazrat Maulana will advise you, inshallah, with his sterling, Maulana is Shaykh al-Hadith in the madrasa also. So inshallah, the sterling pearls of wisdom and advice that will be given after the Maghrib Salah tonight. And also on Tuesday, inshallah, if you have the ability to fast, then fast. If not, then inshallah, Allah says, engage in amal, engage in dua, in tilawat of Quran. Make it such, inshallah, Allah says, that we all attend the masjid, listen to the advices of deen, and engage in ibadah, inshallah. And inshallah al-Aziz, next week Thursday, for all our huffaz who will be performing taraweeh in all the masajid. Last night we were sitting, alhamdulillah, and there's almost more than 130 huffaz in Phoenix. Can you believe that? Say subhanallah. This is a ni'mat of Allah. Wallah, the khidmat of Quran. I mean, many of our seniors that are seated here will know, in the past we used to get huffaz from out of the province to perform salah. Sometimes it was, if you go even further back, out of the country. Today, mashallah, we have an abundance of huffaz to serve us and make khidmat of the Quran and Majid to lead us in salah. This is a ni'mah. As we've considered wealth, a home, a car, and all these things to be a boon and a bounty, this also is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next week, Thursday, inshallah, will be the 5th of February, inshallah, in the Spine Road Masjid, after the Maghrib Salah. Inshallah, there will be very, very important advices for all our huffaz. Not only the huffaz, but the parents also, inshallah, are invited towards the program, because the responsibility that Allah has given for the people of Quran is a great responsibility. They are leaders of the Ummah, inshallah. So after Maghrib, Spine Road Masjid, a program will take place, and inshallah, meals will be served thereafter. But let us spread the news, inshallah. All the huffaz of Phoenix, inshallah. All those that will be leading the taraweeh, whether it's in the masajid, the musallas, in the homes, etc., wherever it is. There are so many huffaz now that all our masjid can't contain them. Now we have to make alternate venues, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Yet we have, for example, countries like South America, there aren't enough huffaz. We have to, alhamdulillah, many of our huffaz from South Africa are servicing these countries in South America, etc., because there isn't enough huffaz to lead them in salah. So the more shukr we make, the more Allah will increase His ni'mat for us, inshallah. So don't forget, all these programs that are lined up are for our own benefit, inshallah. So we'll all attend, inshallah. Allah grant us all tawfiq, and whatever advices were given today, may Allah bring it alive in our lives and in the whole ummah at large. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.